Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's switch gears just a little bit, and we'll get back to draft coming up momentarily. We'll also be joined by the manager for the Kansas Jayhawks baseball team. Rob is calling them the Omahawks. They got a chance of going to the College Baseball World Series this year. Earlier today, we got the news that there is one final show for Lee Corso. Lee Corso is going to do week one of the college football season, and then he is going to retire. If you have watched the show, I think you've known for quite some time that the end is coming up for Lee Corso, but everybody loves Lee. Kirk Herbstreit absolutely loves him, and that's a big reason why I think Lee has continued to be on the show, despite not having his fastball anymore, so to speak. I think what makes Lee Corso so important and so cool is we obviously all get into this because we love the athletes. Rob gives me a tough time about loving Peter Warwick, and he's one of my favorite college players, or Reggie Bush. Like, you get into this because there was a player that you just gravitated towards and thought that he was amazing. But I also think off the field, and whether it's in the booth or it's commentating it, there are certain people that you associate with a given sport. I am in my mid-30s, and even though John Madden hasn't called an NFL game for almost 20 years now, when I hear the NFL, when I see the NFL, I think of John Madden and Pat Summerall. And there are two people that were very instrumental in helping me become an NFL fan and teaching me the game and being my eyes and ears as you start to understand it and pick this thing up as a hobby. If you like boxing, you think of Larry Merchant, you think of Jim Lampley and those great fights on HBO. If you think of the NBA, you hear Hubie Brown, you hear Doris Burke, you hear Charles Barkley. There are certain people that you associate with the thing and your fandom is synonymous with those people. College basketball, Dick Vitale. If you love college football the way that I love college football, Lee Corso is a major, major part of that. You cannot undersell the importance of College game day. It made college football cool. They do it on location. It's a big deal when they pick your school, your alma mater, your team to be the host of it. I've been to College game day before, so I've seen it. You're excited. There is a level of enthusiasm that you have for it. And then we all wait for the big part of it. It's not just them talking about the games for the day and setting it up and going through what's going to happen in the sport. The show culminates in one moment. The show culminates in whoever the celebrity is, they all make their picks. And yeah, you care about their picks, but ultimately, there's only one pick that you care about. They go around and everybody makes their predictions, and you wait for one person's thoughts on the game. And ultimately, it's not just his pick, it's the pageantry of it. It's the show of it. Give me that mascot head. He puts the mascot head on and either everybody boos him because he picks against the home team or there is a measure of celebration that happens. These are things that you sign up for when you decide that you want to be a sports fan and more specifically a college football fan. I think we've all known that this day is coming for quite some time, and I think that ESPN and College game day have positioned themselves very nicely to move on from Lee Corso. But It's just not going to be the same. The mascot tradition is over in College game day. They cannot do it with anybody else. They cannot replace it. Now, what I do think is going to happen, and I'm perfectly fine with this and I enjoy it, I think that Pat McAfee singing is going to be the new mascot head. You guys know I cheer for Missouri, and I have already envisioned this scenario. I believe that Missouri and Kansas are going to get game day for week two of the college football season. I've already started to look ahead a little bit. Missouri should be ranked. KU should be decent this year. It's the first time they've played in a long time. It's a rivalry game early in the season. Big 12, SEC. It's going to be beautiful in Columbia. There's a lot of reasons to think that that is where game day will be early on in the season. Can you just picture with me Missouri fans as they're going around, and who knows who will be the celebrity picker? Brad Pitt might be it, or John Hamm might be it. A lot of people could do it. But ultimately, you're waiting for Pat McAfee to start singing Mr. Brightside. And then all the students behind start singing it too as he picks Missouri to beat their rival for the first time since, what, 2007, 2008? Whenever it's been, it'll be a magical time.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'm going to miss Lee Corso. I imagine it was just his time. It's time to move on from the show. As his health has started to decline a little bit and his productivity on the show has started to decline a little bit, it was time. I think the show is greatly positioned to move forward. I love the team that they have right now. I like Desmond Howard. I like Reese Davis. I think that Pat McAfee was exactly what this show needed with the energy. Herb Streak's as good as anybody. And I think Nick Saban is really, really good at this. So, Rob, we got the news today that Lee Corso is retiring. He has one more show of College game day left. I know you're a big College game day fan. I am happy that I hope that Corso is going out the way that he wants to, and I know that ESPN and that show, they're going to give him the proper love and respect and send-off that he should get as somebody who is very, very important to that show.
I mean, it might sound hyperbolic, but it's not when I say that there is no one more synonymous with college football than Lee Corso, at least for our age. Think about it. Think of all his sayings that if I just said the saying, you'd be like, oh, that's a Lee Corso thing. Not so fast, my friend. Boy, that dog is ugly. Like, there are little things we can say, and you're like, oh, that's Lee Corso. College game day was started, what, 97, 98? It was not really a thing until Lee Corso and co. made it a thing. The first college football video games, he was the color commentator with all the little finger and the pencil, and he was really impactful for an era of college sports, and I do hope that he's going out on his own terms. But what he did for college football is what Dickie V did for college basketball. He will always have a place in that sport. And you're right, the future does look bright without him on that show, but that show just won't feel the same without him, and I hope he gets the proper send-off. I think we as a sports community on September whatever week one is, maybe August 30th, whatever, wherever he's at, I think that will be the most watched game day, and we as a sports watching community will be sad but happy that he's walking off the show.
I think ultimately the goal of anybody that gets into this or any show that you create is that you want to shape the conversation. Say what you want about First Take, and I understand that some people are not fans of First Take. Some of you are fans of First Take. First Take absolutely shapes the conversation for the day about how we perceive whatever sport that it is, good or bad, for the day. College game day sets you up for a day of college football. It sets you up for the whole day. It sets the tone of it. Inside the NBA, you wait to hear their reaction for things that happen in the NBA because you want to know what Chuck thinks and how he's going to play off Shaq and how Kenny Smith is. College game day is one of those shows that has been at the forefront of shaping the college football conversation, and it is going through some necessary changes. That is how life usually works.